Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio, 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news and our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We hope you're having a good one out there. We got good things coming up for you. We'll get into that in a second. First, let's kick things off talking a little Mother Nature with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. How you doing, Brittany?
Oh, I'm great. A little tired. How are you?
The same. The very same. Yes, yes. Very
Although
tired.
Although you got a lot more going on in Wausau, I think.
You think so? It was pretty crazy. It woke me up. Well, okay, I'm not going to lie. I set my alarm. I'm a nerd. I have to watch it come through. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sitting on the patio, watching this event. Oh, it got so windy. Those downpours for a good hour. We got nearly an inch and a half, I saw, just north of Wisconsin Rapids. And then it really tapered off to the south. But those rivers down there are rising. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin River, is it Whiting or Whiting? How do I say that?
Whiting. Whiting. Oh, I thought it was Whiting. Okay. I thought it was Whiting. Maybe go with Melissa. She's the news person. Go with her. Go with her. Go with Whiting.
All right. Well, there at the Wisconsin River is about to hit minor flood stage as we go through the next 24 hours. So keep in mind, if you have property over there or anything, that is rising, as well as the Yellow River at Babcock. Mm. That isn't looking good either. Over the next 24 hours, it's still going to be in that minor flood stage. So that's the only thing we have to deal with. Otherwise, sunshine today and hot.
All right.
You're 90.
Well, maybe it'll dry some of that water out.
I
hope so.
I just tuned in at the end. All I heard was the very last tale of that, the sunny part. I heard that. I heard that. It sounded good, Bertie. It sounded good.
Selective hearing. I like it. Mm-hmm.
Well, I am a guy. I mean, it is.
Doesn't give you a pass.
No, I didn't mean it gave me a pass. I just meant it explained why I was having selective hearing. We appreciate you, Brittany. Thanks for joining us.
I hope you get some sleep today, Brittany.
Have a good one. Best in the business, our friend Brittany Merlot joins us every morning right in this time slot. Looking forward to talking with her tomorrow. Looking forward to talking with all of you. We've got great stuff on the way for you, everybody. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is around the corner. We're also going to get into this new thing, a new trend, Destination Dupes. Destination dupes. We got that coming up for you. We'll also get into some other fun stuff here. We've got the type of color bathing suit you should be getting your kids.
Oh, yes, this is important.
It's a good one. I want to get into that. And we've got It's So Hot That, and insert, you know, we got a bunch of stuff for that one. That all coming up for you. 9 o'clock hour is going to kick off fun. We've got some friends joining us from the new chamber members from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, Edge VR Arcade and Gamers Lounge.
Yeah, good. Excellent.
Tom Vitrone and his manager, Christy, are going to join us to kick off the 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. We'll also have some entertainment news for you and some rafters. We'll catch up on the rafters for you as well. All that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Also want to get into our lineup change and some of the feedback we've been getting for that one already. So we'll get into all of those things, Melissa. And I almost forgot, it's Beatles Day. So we got to touch on that one too. Global Beatles Day, I should say. We'll touch on
the bug.
No, the band. Oh. Although I wish if it was the bug, that'd be hilarious. We could have a lot of fun with that one. I think we could have more fun with that than the band. But we'll make do. We'll make fun of it.
The band might have more personality.
This isn't our opening story. This isn't quite Gilligan's Island, but it was close. A 34-year-old man in California named Lucas McClish set out on a three-hour hike, back on June 11th, and somehow he got himself lost in the forests of Santa Cruz Mountains for 10 days.
Oof.
He didn't have anything with him because he just went on his way to work. But thankfully, he survived thanks to drinking water out of his hiking boots. He was found just a few days ago. The authorities used drones to locate him in the thick forest after witnesses reported hearing his pleas for help. Multiple agencies were involved, including the county sheriff's office, California State Park Rangers, and the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation. Lucas made it out with no major injuries, although he looked like he had been out in the woods for 10 days. Or 10 years, really, more than 10 days. Lucas spent his days desperately hiking up and down canyons, drinking water out of his boots, foraging wild berries, and trying to elude a mountain lion, and dreaming of burritos.
Yeah, no doubt.
Clearly, Lucas was comfortable hiking in the woods, but he said he got lost because he couldn't recognize certain landmarks, which were wiped out by fires.
Mm.
Okay. It's just an incredible story. And there's more to it. If you'd like, you can go to ABC7 to find out more if you'd like. But just incredible story. And I thought a great way to start off our show.
Yeah, it seems like an interesting way to get lost on your way to work. Like, I'm just going to hike through the woods on the way to work and with nothing with me and then get lost.
You just know his manager was giving him a hard time in their head. Like, Lucas is late again. It's Lucas, I'm telling you.
And what do you do on day two, three, and four when somebody doesn't show up to work?
It goes from being angry to, like, you know, really wondering, oh, is Lucas okay? Is Lucas okay?
Yeah, and then panic when you can't get in touch with him or nobody that he knows can get in touch with him. That's not good.
I think there's a lot to be said for this too, but you read a story like this, and I read the whole article, and it was really interesting how he survived, what he did, the avoiding this mountain lion, and whether was sure if the mountain lion necessarily was going for him or not, but just going for food because of the way
being aware that there was a mountain lion around.
These animals are looking for food everywhere, so there's that part of it. But I want everybody to be honest with themselves right now. You don't have to call up, but if you want to, please feel free to. 715-424-2600. How many times do you get lost in your own town? or you forget what you went into the other room for or something like that. Like, you read a story like this and it's like, I don't know.
Feel a little better about myself.
I like to think that I can survive most situations in life in the city. In the city, like, you put me in any city in the world and I feel like I'm gonna be all right. I will figure it out.
Well, there's a lot of people around and not so many mountain lions.
You put me in something like this, I don't know if you're gonna find me. I don't know.
I have a question about the boot water. So was this rainwater that he drank out of his boots, or did he filter stream water through his boots in an attempt to filter it?
Rainwater. It sounds like it was rainwater that he was collecting in his boots.
That makes more sense.
But I was curious about this too, because I would think that it would fall out quick and you wouldn't be able to drink it as fast. If you're pulling it out of a river or something like that, a little faster, you could drink it a little quicker.
True, but you could also get a lot of different like dysentery or parasites or, you know, diarrhea, things that would dehydrate you quicker and then make you sick.
It's at this time that I would like to remind the audience that I'm from South Chicago.
don't drink water without filtering it, James.
And don't listen to James. Don't listen. Don't take me. Like, I love nature. Take me out if you want. Just please bring a guide. Bring somebody that knows what they're doing.
Well, and typically hiking boots have some waterproofing to them. So collecting rainwater in hiking boots would be a good idea. You're only dealing with your own foot fungus or foot, you know, bacteria, whatever, as opposed to the entirety of everything that's upstream.
I really do enjoy hiking. I have a lot of fun doing it. It's a blast. But I always know where you know, home is. I know where the North Star is, if you will.
Always bring water.
Yes, wherever you do. Even if you're just hiking to work, you never know. You might run into a thirsty mountain lion. You don't know.
And this summer, you're going to need some bug spray.
Yeah, you ain't kidding about that.
Especially with all the standing water we have after all of these storms.
You know it's bad when you take your fur brother out for a walk and even he's like, all right, too many bugs. Too many bugs. We're going back in. Like, I didn't even know you could talk, Sam. I was like, all right.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
We'll take a time out, check in with our partners, come back and have some more fun with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on The Morning Show at WFHR. It's time for the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
That's right.
Got great friends over there, good people, great atmosphere, and a wonderful menu. Go check out our friends over at El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Want to celebrate with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. Feel free to do that and call up.
That's right. You can call the studio at 715-424-2600 and wish your happy birthday or anniversary live on air.
Live and direct. Go ahead and give it a try, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. Call up and join the conversation. Melissa, I need a 1 through 3.
go with 2 today.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Caitlin Shawda.
Happy birthday, Caitlin.
Enjoy your day, Caitlin. Hope it's a good one for you. We wish you
nice
the best.
Nice and sunny.
We also want to wish a happy birthday to Allie Johns.
Happy birthday, Allie.
That last name sounds familiar. That is one of Terry's. One of her tribe. We appreciate her getting that name to us. So we wish Allie a really happy birthday. Enjoy your day, Allie. And our qualifier today, Diana Springer.
Happy birthday, Diana.
Diana, enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. All great names on the list today, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love all these names. Great names. And a great list. Thanks so much for getting it to us, everybody. We encourage you to get us more and more and more of these birthdays and anniversaries. Love celebrating with you.
And if you can, head over to El Cafe for breakfast. They have, I have to say, one of the best hollandaise sauces I've ever tasted. And they have multiple options of eggs benedict.
Ooh. You know, I don't know if I've had hollandaise sauce, but what does that taste? Oh, is there a
eggs
certain...
benedict is my absolute favorite breakfast.
Okay.
It's hollandaise is basically egg yolk and butter.
Okay.
So it's a creamy, buttery sauce that is just deliciousness in your mouth.
I'm in. Yeah, that sounds great. I'm in. I'm all in on that. Yes, that sounds awesome. We go into our celebrity birthdays and anniversaries. Busy Phillips is 45 today. Summer on Peacock's Girls 5 Eve. She is Audrey on Dawson's. She was Audrey on Dawson's Creek. And Amy Schumer's best friend in I Feel Pretty.
Okay. Oh, her real name is Elizabeth Jean Phillips.
Ah, okay.
I was wondering where Busy comes from.
Me too.
Like an odd.
You know, it did. It did. You name it a baby Busy. That's kind of interesting.
Well, her parents gave her the nickname Busy because as an infant she was always moving and the name stuck and it even appears on her credit cards.
That's funny. That's good. I'm glad you looked that up. That's good. Yeah. Linda Cardellini is 49. Judy on Netflix's series Dead to Me. She's also known as Hawkeye's wife in the Avengers movies. Velma in Scooby-Doo. And Sylvia in Mad Men. Samantha Taggart in ER. Great actor. Great actor.
Yeah.
Jeff Cohen is 50. Chunk in The Goonies. Chunk.
Really?
Yeah. Jeff is now an entertainment lawyer and is an attorney for his Oscar-winning Goonies co-star, Ki-Hoo Kahn, who won for Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff looks nothing like he did as a kid.
Looks nothing like. I had to scroll over until I found a picture of him as a youngster. Yeah, he looks nothing like he did in the Goonies.
I just got to look real quick because I have not seen him since then. And I knew this about him being, oh my God, I knew he was an entertainment lawyer. I didn't know he turned into a handsome young man. That looks good. That's a good look.
They made the Goonies 2? What?
Yeah, no, I don't remember that.
This has got to be a spoof,
I vaguely remember that, and I never saw it. I don't remember. Okay. I have no
they
interest.
They didn't make it.
No.
They didn't make it. It's just, it just popped up on Google under his, and it's got like, photoshopped all of their adult faces on their bodies from original.
I'm going to give a very controversial take here, I think, and a bit of an opposite one that I normally do. When it comes to a lot of these movies, I don't want to see them remade. I don't want to see a sequel. I don't want to see a prequel. Just make new movies. But with The Goonies, because of just the greatness of child actors that are out there, if they did remake it, I would have a little hope. Just there are so many amazing young actors out there nowadays. And I'm not even saying like casting like known actors. I mean, even casting it like they casted the original with a bunch of, you know, young kid actors that nobody knows yet. There's just so many talented people out there. I might give it a little bit of a chance.
We talked about this a little bit because there's a lot of things in The Goonies that don't translate well. To now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they didn't age well. Yeah.
That they should not have.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah. That I think that they could redo The Goonies very well, because the storyline in itself is awesome.
The story is so much fun. If you were fortunate.
I loved The Goonies. Like, I really
too.
Did.
Yeah, big fan.
Now, looking at it, it's kind of like,
It could be a hard watch. It could be a hard watch. There's a couple of things about it that, you know, that really scream out. Part of the reason, going back to Ki-Hoi Kwan, part of the reason I love this third act he's had and him winning an Oscar and all these things is because I feel like the entertainment industry owes it to him in many ways. His first handful of roles in the industry –
very stereotypical, very much the mm-hmm. way that we made
with Indiana Jones and the Goonies.
Just incredibly distasteful the way mm-hmm. that he was directed, the way that he was asked to act, mm-hmm. and everything. But at the same time, it's great to see him as an adult with that same energy, that same bit that we loved about Data and all these characters, only done like a human being. You know, right. like just another person. Mm-hmm. It's nice to see. I also don't see, I'd like to see how they remake, big guy in the basement. I can't think of a Chonk or not Chonk. No. I forget what they called him, but that wouldn't, they'd have to do that differently. They'd have to do that a lot different. There's a lot of those things. But I'm with you on if you're going to remake something, do it with things that haven't aged well and give them an update that's, I don't care if it's PC, just give them an update, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't think that necessarily that's what we're looking for here is, a PC woke Goonies necessarily, just one that isn't offensive, you know? there's a difference between that and everything. I am all for a lot of those things when it comes to representation. I've talked about that a lot. But what I'm just as interested in is just seeing good entertainment that doesn't have to go that route.
Mm-hmm. And the boy in the basement, his name was Sloth.
Sloth! Man, it was Sloth!
He was a man. Full-grown man.
I'm going to lose my 80s card here. He was a full-grown man, yeah. Right. Angela Kinsey is 53. Dwight's girlfriend sometimes, Angela, on The Office. She does a great podcast now with her Office teammate. Ricky Gervais is 63. Talented actor, host, writer. Ricky Gervais, speaking of The Office, the creator of the original Office from the BBC.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm not a gigantic Ricky Gervais fan or anything, but I will say he's got a great laugh. He is a wonder. Him and Seth Rogen have two of the most contagious laughs I've ever heard. Very, very good laugh.
Yeah, I haven't seen a whole lot of him. He was in Night at the Museum.
Oh, that's right.
I recognize him from that.
David Paich is 70. Toto's awesome singer and keyboardist. Hold the Line, Africa, Roseanne. Toto had some hits. I couldn't tell you the last time I listened to one of them. I could. had some hits, all right. Dynamite! Jimmy Walker is 77. Used to be Dynamite J.J. Evans on Good Times, my first favorite show. and as much as I love that character, my name being James John, and growing up in the 80s when this character was very popular, I grew to distaste J.J. I have not had one person that really knows me ever call me J.J. I can handle Jimmy before I can handle J.J. I'm just not a
good
J.J. I mean, you can get away with it. You can get away with anything. But I would say that for most people, you call me JJ, I'm probably not going to respond because I don't think you're talking to me. even my relatives, they tease me and they call me Jimmy all the time, and that's fine. They've paid their dues. They can get away with it. But JJ, no, that might stop me in my tracks. The great Carly Simon is 81.
Wow.
Her 72 smash, You're So Vain, that we've pretty much always kind of wondered. And there was always, even way before the internet and everything, there was always rumors and the idea that it was about Warren Beatty or Richard Gere. She has come out and said pretty much that it is Warren Beatty the song is about. But what I love about the song is we don't know exactly. And that means when you are in that mood and you're listening to that song, you can imagine it being whoever you want it to be that you're talking or singing about, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to I don't think Carly Simon was a one-hit wonder by any means, but when you're known for one particular song, it's saying something that you're the longevity she has had, the pop culture longevity and the idea of a lot of people knowing her name. Not a lot of one-hit wonders. People know who the band is. They may know the song, but not the artist.
Mm,
with her, you tie the song, you tie her to the song. And there's plenty of love songs where somebody is, I don't want to say complaining, singing or venting about somebody else, and we don't automatically wonder who this person they're singing about is. But with this song, for decades, people wondered who she was singing about.
Well, and it's funny that it's on the album called No Secrets.
I didn't catch that. Oh.
From 1972.
Oh, that's great. That's good.
I don't know that anybody has remade that song that also made it big. You know, there's so many iconic songs that we know from amazing artists that have been remade over and over. This one, I don't know that I've ever heard anybody do it.
Wow, that's a really good point, actually. I never thought about that. I don't see any popular covers out there. I don't see any. And just for the heck of it, I thought I'd look just looking for it real quick. And, yeah, I don't see anything.
Not that I want to, you know, mention, but if Seth was here, he'd probably know.
Yeah, he would. He would definitely. He's screaming at his radio right now. How do you guys not know? Jolie Chouette.
Feel free to call up, Seth.
Yeah, feel free to call up, 715-424-2600.
I know you have the Civic Media app. It's just a one-button dialing.
We take a look at people no longer with us. Speaking of incredible singers, George Michael, born on this day in 1963, passed away in 2016. Faith, Careless Whisper, Father Figure, so many good songs.
Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
He got his hits with Wham. And not for nothing, but if you ever question or wonder, was George Michael a great singer? He did a duet with Aretha Franklin and held his own. Like, great singer, underrated singer, I think, in many ways. Because
longest
of his
running number one song, Faith.
Wow. Yeah, I believe that.
Stayed there for 4 weeks.
Freedom is a good one. Freedom gets you going. Freedom's a good song. And the music video still holds up. I can't remember what it was, but I want to say almost like a year ago, I watched the music video just for the heck of it because it was so big at the time. And it might have been like a year ago on this day, on his birthday or something. And the video is still amazing. It's still an awesome video. The great George Orwell, born on this day in 1903, passed away in 1950. Mm. Author who coined the phrase Big Brother in his sci-fi novel 1984 that a lot of us read in school. Mm-hmm. Incredible writer.
Born in India. Mm. I did not know that about him.
I didn't either. Wow. Huh.
Yeah, 1903.
Hmm. And we wrap up with Anthony Bourdain. Who was born in 1956, passed away in 2018. This Wise Brothers site, they've got very, like, I would like to say sophomoric humor at times, but it's not even that mature. It's more like grade school humor or grade school comments. And I only say that because if you happen to use their site, just keep that in mind. When it comes to Anthony Bourdain, there is a Renaissance man there that wasn't really talked about very much, but taken in. Known as a world-famous chef. That would become a world-famous author, best-selling author, that would go on to do wonderful shows like No Reservations. And and you talk about an original character, a guy who did not put on airs. What you see is what you get. That was Anthony Bourdain. And so when he said something, you listened. It really meant something. He didn't just say things because he was getting corporate dollars or these things. This is a guy who did everything he could not to sell out, but to get himself out there and to get the message of food. Food is life. Food is everything.
And food culture. Just helping people know about other cultures and their food and broaden people's horizons when it comes to food.
Yeah. I just have a quote from him real quick. Food is everything we are. It's an extension of nationalist feeling, ethnic feeling, your personal history, your province, your region, your tribe, your grandma. It's inseparable from those from the get-go.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
It is.
That's a good one. For those that don't know, Anthony Bourdain died from suicide. And if you or someone you know is struggling, we encourage you to reach out to 988, Suicide and Crisis Lifeline, 988. That is a 24/7 lifeline. Encourage you to check that out and spread the word about that number. That's a great way to honor him, I think. And we one more time want to wish very happy birthdays to those celebrating in our local area, our local stars, Caitlin Chuda.
Happy birthday, Caitlin.
Happy birthday to Allie Johns.
Happy birthday, Allie.
And our qualifier, Diana Springer.
Congratulations, Diana.
We wish you the best of days, all of you, and everybody celebrating out there. Visit our friends over at El Cafe and celebrate with them.
Yeah, they're open till 2 today.
Join them at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll take a time out, check in with our partners. When we come back, we're talking destination dupes.
Okay, you're going to have to explain.
Coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great start to your Tuesday out there. Good things coming up for you. We're going to get into Global Beatles Day in a little bit. Looking forward to that. But right now, a new report says that people are fighting rising costs by researching so-called vacation dupes. Basically, finding something similar that's cheaper, even if it isn't quite as luxurious.
Okay.
So maybe your idea of a waterfront vacation in Bora Bora could be subbed for one in San Diego. Actually, you may even need to dupe that and replace it with Myrtle Beach, or dupe that with Cleveland, you know, or something. Which, hey, Cleveland's beautiful.
I thought dupe was like tricking somebody. Are you just trying to trick yourself?
You're tricking yourself.
Having a more expensive vacation.
Yes, you are tricking yourself. Yes, are conning,
that's an interesting way
conning yourself,
in.
Spinning yourself. You know, that's it. In a new poll, 61% of Americans say that they'd be interested in a dupe, but not everyone would broadcast it. 28% of people say that they wouldn't reveal that they were doing the light version of another destination. So saying the beach without revealing which beach, or which saying beach? That you're heading to the tropics and not mentioning that it's actually Venezuela. There's a list of examples of vacation dupes for people to kind of like build off of, and I think that's kind of cool. The Virgin Islands instead of the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Belfast instead of London, or even Liverpool instead of London. Mm-hmm. Memphis instead of Nashville.
Okay.
Napa, California instead of Tuscany, Italy.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Big difference, but also vineyards.
Western Colorado instead of Iceland.
You know, actually, Colorado is a pretty cool state.
I would
and
love to see Colorado.
A lot cheaper than Iceland.
I just like these comparisons. I just like,
not going to find any black beaches in Colorado, I don't think.
That's true.
Yeah, those black stone beaches in Iceland are really neat.
I got a friend of mine who, if you met him, you would never imagine his dream vacation is Iceland, but he went there when he was young, and he's gone there like four times since then.
Yeah, I have a brother that went there on a school trip, and it was just an amazing experience, but so expensive.
Was it because part of what he was telling me is that nowadays the flight to it, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Okay, part of the reason his flight is cheap is because he goes during spring break every year. So the spring break flights to Iceland a little bit cheaper probably than, you know, Palm Springs or something.
Maybe.
Newport, Rhode Island instead of Nice, France.
Nice.
It is Nice. I knew it as soon as I said it. I'm like, oh, I know better than that. Oh,
that's okay.
Such an American way to say that. Oh, and Leavenworth, Washington, instead of Bavaria, Germany.
Okay. Definitely cheaper to vacation in the States if you're an American and you live here than traveling to Europe. Flights are going to be cheaper.
But
there's also so many amazing places to visit here in the States.
Yeah, we've talked about this, and we seem to touch on this once a summer at least. There are so many things here in Wisconsin I haven't been to, let alone in the rest of the country or the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. I've never been outside of the States, so that's a big goal of mine is to just get out of the States. I don't care if it's Canada, Mexico, whatever I do. I just want to do that and experience that. And there's plenty here in this state that I haven't. I still have not been to House on the Rock. I still haven't been to things like that.
And those are neat experiences. And there's so much theater just in Wisconsin to see. You know, American Players Theater down there in Spring Green. A bazillion theaters in the Madison area, Milwaukee area. I mean, Green Bay, there's so many. And the community theaters right here in our own area.
We're seeing a lot of people staying in state for their summer traveling. And I encourage you to look into all of the things that this state has to offer, because I'm almost going to guarantee you there's things you didn't even know Wisconsin has.
Well, and also, you know, that helps our small businesses. That helps our tourism industry. Mm-hmm. We're putting, you know, we count on people from other states coming into our state to spend their tourism dollars. We could do that ourselves.
And with the winter that our tourist industry just went through, they could use all the help they can get.
For sure.
Any chance you can do. It goes a long way. It goes a lot longer. It's not the same thing, but it's very similar to why we promote and support our farmers market so much. These ag vendors, the people selling goods, all this stuff, that they really need the help.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then we've had, you know, we had drought conditions, and now all of a sudden we have so much flooding. Farmers are really struggling.
Mm. I want to get into this one as well, Melissa. A warning about this made the rounds last summer, too, but it bears repeating. If you're shopping for a new bathing suit, steer clear of these colors, light blue and light green. It's even more important with kids' bathing suits, but they encourage this for adults as well. Mm-hmm. A company called Alive Solutions did two studies in a lake and a swimming pool, and those two colors, again, light blue and green, were the hardest to see in the water. White was pretty bad, too. Mm-hmm. I don't know why you'd wear a white bathing suit. I'm thinking about that as a guy. I don't know. It matters because it means they're harder to see when keeping an eye out for kids, yes. And they're the hardest for lifeguards to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They tested.
If you get into trouble, you want to be visible.
Yeah, yeah. They tested 14 different colors, and neons were the best. The easiest colors to see in a pool were neon pink and neon orange. For lakes or the ocean, neon orange ranked high again, but neon pink wasn't as great. Mm-hmm. So if you're buying your kid's swimsuit, bright orange is a great choice. And I'm not just saying that because it's my favorite color.
Disclaimer.
It should probably journalistically mention that. Yes, it is my favorite color.
But this article did a lot of research, not just asking you.
Right. And you want to go and check this out too, everybody, because I think it's actually quite interesting. And just, you know, sometimes there's information, maybe you use it, maybe you don't, but it's good to have.
Well, and it's something that maybe you don't necessarily think about when you're going to buy a swimsuit for your kids. A lot of the time, I mean, not that I can speak as a parent, but I would assume you want to let your child choose.
Yeah.
What color? Okay, well, which one do you like? But also then you need to do the parent role of, okay, well, you like the blue one?
Mm-hmm.
But what about this orange one that's got blue flowers on it blue geometric shapes?
Look at this one. Yeah, yeah. You kids get excited as you get excited. Not to say that this is completely like it's going to work every time or something, but if you show energy, they tend to show energy too.
Mm-hmm.
Not always.
But then, you know what? There's also, if they insist on the blue swimsuit, get them an orange life jacket.
I insist
they wear it all the time.
My daughter, I found a bathing suit, but it was designed like it was a penguin body, and it even had a penguin tail. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever, and it was in her size, and I was so excited, and I show it to her, and she says, I like this one.
but how old was your child at this time?
Like 6, 7.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll let you get whipped by with that one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Anything over that age, I was not even like, you do your thing. You got better style than your old man. You go ahead. You do your thing. But yeah, I did try. We will get to a timeout with our partners when we come back. How hot is it? Well, we'll get into that one. It's so hot that...
Hot.
Coming up on The Morning Show with Melissa and James here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good, good Tuesday out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. I got some fun stuff to get into real quick right now. And this next topic is about how hot it is. It's so hot I saw a bird pull a worm out of the ground with an oven mitt.
Oh, wow.
It's so hot that I saw a chicken lay an omelet. It is so hot, Melissa, I saw a dog chasing a cat and they were both walking.
Oh my.
It's hot out there. It's hot out there. I think we have
one for you.
Oh, good, good.
It's so hot that yesterday I saw a tribe of ants carrying a dehydrated worm back to their nest. Actually, I did actually see that. Like, what are you guys carrying?
What is going on here?
That worm is cooked.
Should I be wearing all black? Is this things have eased up in the Northeast a bit, but the South, Southwest, and Midwest are still dealing with upper 90s and triple digits to today. So this is maybe a good addition, a good time for an edition of It's So Hot, How Hot Is It? Well, it's so hot that Google searches for hot heat dome hit an all-time high. A heat dome is when a high-pressure system parks itself in one spot and traps warm air, so yeah, cooler air can't get in. Mm-hmm. Some experts say heat bubble would be more accurate, but dome gets the point across.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And oftentimes with this, especially when it comes to weather terminology, they're going to use whatever they think is going to get your ears and your eyeballs' attention.
Yeah, and your attention.
It's too important, yet it's something that we don't pay that much attention to unless it's severely bad. But the point
is affecting us directly.
Yeah, the point is to catch it before it gets severely bad. That's why you pay attention to the weather, because they're very good at what they do and they can give us a heads up. Mm-hmm. It's so hot that HuffPost decided to kick off its annual discussion on how to prevent swamp stuff from happening to your body and on your clothes, with top tips and experts from the powder like Gold Bond and stuff.
How not to smell bad in hot weather.
Yeah, yeah. It was so hot in western Pennsylvania, firefighters were asked to asking people to donate water, drinking water, not the stuff they spray with their hoses, but drinking water.
Wow.
And that's certainly something to keep in mind with your local neck of the woods, checking in on your neighbors, keeping an eye on them, especially our seniors out there.
Yeah, and especially if you plan to be outside working in the heat, make sure that you are protecting your skin and hydrating enough, taking breaks. You know, pay attention to the signs of getting overheated, because that can be a serious situation.
It was so hot in Baltimore on Sunday that Mayor Brandon Scott jumped in the Inner Harbor to cool off. 150 people joined him for a planned event to show that for the first time in decades, the water is clean enough to swim in. But it did recently get an F rating from Clean Water Advocacy Group, but somewhat of an improvement.
Keep your mouth closed.
Yeah, right, yeah. It's been so hot, mailbox lasagna is trending again.
What?
Yeah, a Tennessee weatherman's video from 2022 is making the rounds. Use fully cooked meat, put everything in a dish, toss it in your mailbox, and wait for 8 hours.
Mailbox crock pot?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, I guess that's a little more sanitary than frying an egg on the sidewalk.
Right, right, yeah. Definitely, yeah, that's a good
maybe
point.
Maybe we need to contact, is it Lasagnas of Love or Love?
Yes.
Who is our lasagna? We need Ask Judy.
Yeah.
Is this a new step in their delivery system?
I think that's...
drop it off in your mailbox 8 hours later. Fresh lasagna.
You know, wait 8 hours. Make sure you at least wait 8 hours. But yeah, that'll be waiting for you. It's also time for It's So Hot jokes. So you go ahead and get those out of your system, everybody. There's a lot of good ones out there. I pulled some from Reddit. You can go ahead and find a lot of them there, and there's plenty of other great sources for those.
Or make up your own.
Yeah, encourage you. Oh, yes. Encourage
Be
you
creative.
To do that. Yeah.
If you got a good one, call us up, 715-424-2600.
We'd love to hear it, everybody. Call up anytime during the whole show. We're going to kick off the 9 o'clock hour talking with the new Heart of Wisconsin Chamber members, Edge VR Arcade and Gamers Lounge, Tom Vitrone, his manager.
I've been looking forward to this.
His manager, Christy, is supposed to join us. Looking forward to that. I'm finding out what is Edge VR Arcade and Games Lounge. We're going to talk about that. Did want to talk a little bit about our lineup change, Melissa.
Yes, that kicked off this week, right?
Yeah. We had our first day yesterday with our new lineup. And I wanted to touch on this in part to let the audience know, and to also thank the audience, because the feedback we have gotten, Melissa, has been so positive and so great. Just everything from, I heard you on the air in the afternoon, to just people being really excited about your show, about what possibilities we can do at this time. It's really a gift to the audience and to us, and not for nothing, but almost every audience member that had said something initially has been talking to us and mentioning to us that they were happy that we listened to them. That what we had on from 4 to 6 was not working for our market. It didn't fit. And, you know, radio is not a one-size-fits-all thing. Nope. We have a company that gets that.
Mm-hmm. It took us some time, but we managed to get there.
And here we are, and yep. and we're able
I'm so
to.
So happy to be here.
It felt so good yesterday. I'll be honest with the audience. It's weird for me to leave and like almost like hours and hours later coming back here and doing live radio for an hour and then you know leaving again. Mm-hmm. There's some parts of this that aren't as smooth for our team here.
It'll take a little bit of adjustment for us too because we're taking on more work.
To that point, Melissa, especially. In this regard, mm-hmm. where you know the things that you're going to be doing with your show there on Tuesdays and Thursdays mm-hmm. coming up in July is going to be really exciting. Community Stories it covers it, but it also is a great a way of doing it because you could do so much with that show, Melissa.
Right. Yes, and I am excited to get going with it. If we have listeners that have stories they want to share, please reach out to me, melissa.kaye@civicmedia.us. I would love to hear your stories. So anytime, reach out.
So keep in mind, from 2 to 4, Monday through Friday, Maggie Dawn Show. Be sure to join us for that.
Maggie, a whole 2 hours.
Yeah. Maggie's got a lot of great things that she's been doing with that show, and it's been really nice to be able to get the audience the complete 2 hours of that mm-hmm. show.
Yes.
Monday through Friday, 4 to 5, Midday Magazine. We kicked off our first Monday Midday Magazine in a long time yesterday. That was fun. That was great. We had a really good time. We're going to have a great time today. More on our schedule a little bit later. Mm-hmm. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 5 to 6, Playmakers.
That's right. 3 whole days of sports. Aren't you excited, James?
I was so excited yesterday to not only get in. I was excited, but I was also nervous, just like I would be going into a game 7. We're the two best words in sports, Melissa, game 7. And we had one in hockey yesterday. We got to kick off our show talking about that. We got to talk to actual hockey heads. We had GM and head coach Paul Peckman joining us from the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings.
Oh, good.
It was a really fun time. We had a blast. And the thing that I was nervous about, though, was we have a lot of routine callers, a lot of regular callers. I didn't know mm-hmm. if they'd be able to join us in that time slot. They were. They were able to.
Of course they did, James.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
Our listeners are the best.
Yeah, really are.
So happy that they're evolving with us, along with us, and all these changes and embracing them as much as we are. It's exciting.
So much of radio is routine, and we get that because we're radio heads, too. We listen to radio. We enjoy radio. We have our whole lives. So we understand how that works usually for people. So to Melissa's point, adjusting with us and evolving with us, it just makes us that much stronger and that much more proud to represent you in this area.
Absolutely.
We're looking forward to even more good things coming up. Tuesdays and Thursdays, in the meantime, while Melissa is letting her show bake and letting it cook, letting it rise and everything. This is bad. I'm sorry, Melissa.
That's okay. It is in the works. I'm working on developing it. I need to reach out and make, like I said, more connections with the community. And I'm open to suggestions from everybody, all ages. I would love to have children to share their stories. I would love to have our elderly share the history of our area. These are the things I want to talk about.
We've got so many things like that that we'd love to highlight, and we can do that thanks to all of you. Reach out to Melissa and let us know more. Stick around on Tuesdays and Thursdays. In the meantime, on Tuesdays, we're going to have Unlabeled. We'll be playing your 90s mixtape for you, give you a chance to hear that show if you haven't already. And on Thursdays, Seth Faces the Music. He'll play one of his greatest hits from that for you.
Local programming from 4 to 6.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Every day of the week.
Every day, yes. And one other thing that I did want to mention to the audience, and I was talking to a listener about this, and I noticed how excited she got. With it being our hours from 4 to 6, if events come up or if different things are going on in the community and we want to just, you know, combine those shows, Midday and Melissa's or Playmakers, or do something completely different that one day or something, we'll be able to.
Right. We have total flexibility.
Yeah, yeah. When we proposed these changes to our ownership and to Sage and Catherine and that, their only question was, what do you need? I've never had that before in my business, anything in work or anything like that. So it's really awesome. Cool. And I'm excited about those things as much as the stuff we have planned, the things that, you know, you can't
that
schedule.
Will evolve as we go along this path.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Looking forward to more Rafter baseball tonight, everybody. Mm-hmm. Rafter's looking to get back in the win column after a couple of hard days in Waterloo. They're back in, well, they're in Green Bay tonight. 6:20 pregame start, looking to get back in that win column with that against taking on the Rockers tonight at 6:20. Be sure to show up for that one in Green Bay if you can. Otherwise, we'll have it right here for you. And how'd you like to go and see a Rafter game for free?
Woo!
Or maybe you'd like to see Buffett and the Son of a Sailor Band on July 14th over at the Performing Arts Center.
Yeah.
Oh, what about Kids from Wisconsin? That's going to be a great show.
You have all of these options?
I got all of them right here. And if you want one, call up and join the conversation. And you can have your pick, whichever one you want.
So cool.
715-424-2600, 424-2600. If you're listening on the Civic Media app, thanks for downloading it. You're just a touch or two away. Go ahead and join the conversation, everybody.
Yeah, call up and get some free tickets.
We'd love you to join us. We'd love to get these tickets in your hands. Be sure to support the arts, buy local, support local, and stick around. We got a whole other hour left, everybody. It's coming up on the morning show right here at WFHR.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.